about digital footprints, and it seems like just about each day that goes by, there are more of them regarding us, matter of healthcare records, financial, etc. But do you know that you could be vulnerable if you don't protect those digital records, particularly if you or a loved one passes away? We're going to be talking about that with Hillel Presser, who is with the Presser Law Firm and has a book out called Financial Self-Defense. Hillel, good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Yeah, this is something I don't think anybody really thinks about much, are these sort of automatic payments we make that just go on, and we don't think about it much because they're automatic, but it's something we have to watch out for, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, you know, you might have, in this today's digital economy, your checking or savings or credit card account set up to get pinged every month for your mortgage, your electric bill, your water bill, and when you pass away, if people don't have the usernames and passwords to get in there and stop it, you're going to be drained.
Right, and that can be something that, particularly if you're in a grieving period for your loved ones, aren't looking out for something like that, certainly.
Yeah, that's probably not the first thing they think of. And on top of that, you know how hard it is when you forget your username, password, secret question, you know, how hard it is to retrieve. You know, just imagine some family member or relative, you know, trying to explain to the company that you passed away and they should be entitled to it. They might not give it to you at all, and certainly it will be time-consuming and expensive.
So how do you protect yourself? What do people need to do?
Well, a couple different things. I mean, you want to protect all of your assets, including your digital assets, while you're alive. You know, you work really hard for your money so you can retire, give it to your kids, give it to your favorite charity, and one lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall, one divorce can take everything away. So while you're alive, you want to make sure you protect everything. You also want to put together a good estate plan that states where you want your assets to go when you pass away. Yes, it won't affect you, but it'll affect your loved ones. You want to put together wills, trusts, and other documents to make sure your assets go where you want them to go when you pass away, and you want them to go there quickly, privately, and inexpensively. The first thing I always tell my clients is to educate yourself. You know, before you do anything, you have to learn about the process. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they go there, there's a wealth of information. Also, if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, I'll send them a copy of our new book. Once they've educated themselves, they need to inventory what they have. You know, so many people have a lot more than they think they do. So they need to really make a list of every single asset they have, and non-digital, digital, usernames, passwords, etc. That way they can plan properly.
Yeah, that is so important, because just, you know, where do you keep those passwords? Who do you give them to? All those kind of things. You know, we keep those, we're supposed to keep them pretty well private, but boy, when somebody needs to get to them after, you know, you pass on or something, that can be a nightmare. So it's very, very important to do that.
Definitely, and there's some things you can do there too. I mean, there's companies out there now that you can actually pay and retain, and you tell them where you want your digital assets to go when you pass away. Also, I always recommend to my clients that they hire a digital executor, really just another word for a trusted advisor. Could be a friend, a relative, an attorney, a CPA, a financial advisor, and they can leave all of their usernames, passwords, etc. with them. I then recommend to the client in the will or the trust, you know, to put who you want to leave the digital assets to, and of course the non-digital assets as well, and where they should go to get all the information. So you want to kind of leave a roadmap, but don't put too much information, because the will might end up being public record, and you never want to show all of your cards to the entire world.
Right, and of course, living trust, all those things should also be somewhere where people know where they are.
Definitely. I always tell them, you know, give them to somebody you trust, whether it's family or professional, either one, you know?
Right, right. That's very important. As far as some other aspects of this, it seems like people are, you know, really having trouble planning for retirement. I'm sure you get a lot of questions about that as well, don't you?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are having trouble with it, and, you know, it's crazy. You know, I think about 7 out of 10 Americans, you know, die without a will or a trust, an estate plan, and, you know, if there's one thing in life that's guaranteed, it's death. But I tell my clients, it is so important. You know, you spend a lifetime trying to make money. You have to protect it while you're alive. You have to put together some asset protection structures. You know, God forbid you are sued, and, you know, somebody comes after you. And also, you're going to die at some point, so put that estate plan together so that way you know, you don't leave trouble for your loved ones. It's just so important these days. And really, the challenge I give to all my clients is, you know, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it and pass it along when you pass away.
Yeah, I think that's very good advice. There are, of course, many vehicles out there for protecting assets, and it seems like people are more confused now because so many of them aren't giving back a lot of percentage right now. So I think that's one of the big questions I have.
Yeah, and that really talks, you know, more about financial advising, and I always recommend that my clients speak to a professional. But I think in this day and age, it's not so much of how much are you going to make. What's more important is how much are you going to keep. You know, I tell my clients, I'll never make you a penny richer. I'll just make sure you don't lose what you have. And I think in today's economy, you know, from an investing standpoint or an asset protection standpoint, really it's to make sure you keep that principle.
Right. What about insurance? Is that a good way to go as far as...
Yeah, I think insurance is great. I'm a big fan of it. I'm both life insurance and liability insurance. I tell my clients, buy as much as you can. You know, it's cheap. It helps you sleep at night. But again, you don't want to solely rely on insurance. You know, you want a belt and suspenders approach. You want as many speed bumps, as many firewalls as possible. You want to make sure that all of your assets are protected while you're alive. And again, insurance might help, but it's not the end-all be-all.
Well, right, and certainly the tax situation is something you have to be very careful about, too.
Yeah,
right,
and
get away from those as much as you can.
Yeah, and listen, there's things that you can legally and ethically do to plan correctly, and if you fail to plan, you know, then really you plan to fail, and you're going to end up paying a lot more taxes.
That's just it, yeah. There are so many aspects of that do go on. What about, you know, these, speaking of assets and identity theft, there are some of these companies online that do protect your identity and notify you. Those are pretty good things to use, aren't they?
Yeah, they're definitely good. You know, always with good inventions come bad things, and, you know, the Internet's so many advantages. I mean, we have the world at our fingertips literally within seconds, but, you know, also really increases identity theft and things of that nature. So you always got to stay on top of that, and, you know, if you can afford one of those services, I mean, yeah, there's some that aren't that expensive. There might be $10, $20, $30 a month. You know, it's definitely something I recommend. You know, it'll tell you if someone took your credit card out in your name, you know, signed a mortgage, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, unfortunately, with the good comes the bad, and you always have to be careful, and you always have to be prudent and watching.
Yeah, I actually have one through my auto insurance company, which is part of what they do. So it's I think that's, you know, a great way to go if you can get something that's a free asset like that as well.
Oh, definitely. Can't beat free.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hello, Professor. Thanks for talking to us. It's always good to talk to you. Again, the book is called Financial Self-Defense, and if you go to their website, sign up, and mention Issues Today, they'll send you a free copy of it. And I want to give that website again, which is assetprotectionattorneys.com. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.